I want us, with a standing ovation, welcome to the podium my friend, my brother, Pastor Reverend Alan Ross. He's a pastor, he's a prophet, he's a professor. Come on, give it to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much indeed. You may be seated. It's a joy to be bringing the Word of God to you this Sunday morning. And it's so good to spend quality time with Pastor Carl and Maury to continue the blessed experience of building relationship together in Christ Jesus. I have a brief 30-minute message to build upon what we looked at last night. Last night, we examined the reality of a breakthrough spirit, something very Christ-centered to further the purposes of God on the earth. And we considered the scriptural examples of how God breaks through in individuals and churches to transmit his plans and purposes to our generation. God works in every generation. He has a purpose for his church in every generation. This morning, we're going to look at and then reflect upon a theme entitled A Certain Sound. A Certain Sound. That's an interesting statement to make this Sunday morning. A certain sound. Before we look at what that means, we will unpack some scripture together. It's good to be in a house full of biblicists, men and women that hold themselves accountable to the Word of God and believe that the Scriptures, the Bible, is the total authority for God in all manner of life and practices. Philippians 3:12b and 14 are our kickoff scriptures this morning. Philippians 3:12b, but I press on. I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Then Isaiah 42, verse 9. Isaiah 42, verse 9. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. It's always good to have a biblical foundation on everything we learn together in the house of God. I believe we are called to be biblicists, men and women who draw truth out of the foundation of Scripture, men and women who believe in the sole authority of the Word of God. Modernists may say that we're old-fashioned, slightly odd fundamentalists. I'd rather be a slightly odd fundamentalist with old-fashioned views than to live the way modernists are living in their present generation. Modernists live according to their own desires and reap a very bitter harvest. A very bitter harvest. For as a man sows, so shall he reap. But when we are governed by the word of God, we are sowing seeds of righteousness into our lives, and we reap a harvest of righteousness. This morning we looked at some fundamental facts of our daily walk in Christ Jesus. Whether we are 1 month saved, 36 years saved, or 100 years saved, the principles contained in this portion of Scripture apply to you and I. As Paul exhorted the church in Philippi, he was pressing on that he may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of him. You and I are involved in that press. There is a press in our walk with God, that we may lay hold of that which is in God, that we may take possession of that which is in God, because Christ Jesus has laid hold of our lives. It's not generic, it's highly specific, that the press continues toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That this press is in our lives and forms part of our goals, our objectives, that we may always discover the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It's something we all live in. To me, the biggest tragedy I could encounter this side of glory is missing the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, simply because I was either too self-preoccupied or too selfish. But whilst we can look at the themes outlined in the book of Philippians, they are in some ways generic patterns that apply very much to you and I, but we need detail. We need detail. We need to know what the Word of God means on Monday morning as we embark on a new week, as well as a Sunday morning as we gather together amongst the saints of God. Isaiah 42 verse 9 takes us into detailed thinking. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Part of our walk in Christ Jesus is to go through seasons and cycles, the ages and stages of life. But there are times in the seasons of life that former things have come to pass. God's plans and purposes have a way of expiring in certain seasons of church life, in our personal lives, in our family lives. But as old things come to pass, the Lord declares new things. Before they spring forth in our lives, he tells us of them, which means we have detail of the new things at a corporate level in the church and individual levels. We need to hear of the Lord's new things. That is why the Lord has called New Testament prophets to travel to the nations, to expound new things, to declare new things, that we will hear the word of the Lord and then walk in new things. The church has been on an incredible journey over the last 112 years from the birth of Pentecost in Azusa Street into the charismatic movement, into the restoration of the fivefold ministry of apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist. We have been on a prophetic journey. There was a season the Lord raised up apostolic voices to expound the book of Ephesians, to present the glorious church, to identify the Christian's position in Christ Jesus. The book of Ephesians was expounded apostolically and prophetically to reveal the operation of the kingdom of darkness over the nations. But now I believe a book of the scriptures that has specific apostolic focus is the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians. The book of Colossians was written to the church in Colossae and identified something taking place in the region called syncretism. 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 It's an unusual word this Sunday morning. It sounds like a dish in a Japanese restaurant. I'll have some syncretism and fried rice. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed, my Japanese brother in mankind. But syncretism essentially means this. And this was rife around the church in Colossae, even in the church in Colossae, the tendency to regard other philosophies and religions as equally valid as Christianity. But Paul, writing to the saints in Colossae, emphasized the centrality of Christ and his supremacy. The centrality of Christ and his supremacy. We're living in an age like the church in Colossae. America has gone through very deep cycles of secularization. An atheistic society is emerging in America. New Age philosophies and New Age religions are being practiced all over the United States. And of course, there is the voice of other religions. Very powerful religious voices permeating the culture of this great nation. But like the Apostle Paul, we are called to focus on the centrality of Christ Jesus and his supremacy, to have an apostolic prophetic foundation where we declare the centrality of Christ Jesus and all matters of life and godliness in society as well as in the church, and the supremacy of Christ Jesus over all religions, over all philosophies of man. So as a people living in 21st century America, we need to be conscious of the voices in our world presently. The voices in our world. There's a lot of deceptive voices out there. Lots of destructive voices out there. many voices are attempting to enter the church. Deceptive and destructive voices have emerged in wider church culture. A key question we should always keep at the front of our minds as believers is simply, whose voice are we listening to? Whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice am I listening to? We need to always be looking for voices that grow us up in Christ Jesus. Voices that grow us up in Christ Jesus. For when we are listening to voices that grow us up in Christ Jesus, we begin to hear a certain sound. A certain sound that we perceive prophetically. A certain sound that births divine conviction in our hearts. A certain sound that contains the new things that the Lord desires to declare in our lives. Certain sounds that begins the process of the Lord telling us of the new things He's leading you and I into as believers in the United States of America. A certain sound that needs a prophetic community to hear. And most evangelical churches within America, there is a pastoral community. I have been around evangelical churches now for almost 36 years. I believe churches can be very good pastorally. But do you know that churches can also be very good apostolically and sending people out prophetically and having an in-house prophetic community? And evangelistically, of having goal soul-winning strategies to reach her communities. But I believe a phenomenon of the 21st century church is the Lord creating inner fellowships, prophetic community that begin to hear a certain sound. I believe there's the formation of such a community on the earth. And it's so important we have accurate focus. An accurate focus that we're not calling out from earth to heaven. Oh Lord, are you there? Come and be part of what we're doing. The correct focus is not earth to heaven. The correct focus is heaven to earth. That our minds are set on things above, not things on the earth. When our focus is on heaven, we begin to hear sounds from heaven. I'm reluctant to say words, because generally when God births a certain sound in your life and my life, when God births a certain sound in your life and my life, we don't hear words to begin with. We receive substance from heaven. Faith, substance, that's more like you and I know we're carrying something from heaven, but we don't have any words to describe it. This is how we receive a certain sound, and then this substance carries within it the power of sound. A certain sound that opens our hearts to new dimensions. It's an experience of God where our spirits are opening up and we're experiencing new dimensions of heaven, which starts to stretch our thinking, challenges our thinking, stretches our thinking. Then the consequence of that is our hearts being enlarged. We're walking with God and are being prepared to give birth of something of God, to give birth of something of God that will benefit the church and mankind. We have to learn the process of unpacking the sounds, of unpacking the sounds accurately. We have to learn the process of unpacking the sounds accurately. So we begin to speak out what's in our hearts, as we're now at a place of articulating with English language what God may have been doing in our hearts for many years. The bigger the call, the bigger the work, which means when we unpack, so we will begin to speak out. So we will begin to speak out the very word of God. How do we do that? I believe I'm speaking to a church that's carrying certain sounds, that you're living in the substance. I'm getting to know some of you personally. You're carrying the substance from heaven. It's opening your hearts. It's connecting you to new dimensions of kingdom life. And you've known what it means for your thinking to be stretched and the dislodging of old religious concepts and ideas that died a long time ago. Now you're getting the English language. What do you do with that? Write it down. Write the vision down. Write down what you believe you're carrying in your heart. What sounds have worked within you and utterly developed you. Then pray in tongues. And as you pray in tongues, watch and see what the interpretation of that tongue is. But as a people, we have fellowship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, but also each other, which means we can articulate the sounds we're hearing from heaven to each other in a non-judgmental, non-critical atmosphere. It means we can hear each other's hearts and be partners in our respective journeys. This requires wisdom. This requires maturity. And as I begin to bring this brief message to a completion, so I want you to think with me that this is all going somewhere ultimately. We know of the Apostle Peter on prayer, in a time of prayer, on the rooftop of a house in Joppa, when he had a vision of God, a mighty vision of God, that essentially gave him the revelation. The gospel is for the Jews too, not just the gospel is for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. Peter was sent to the home of a Roman centurion called Cornelius. And Cornelius and his household received Christ Jesus. Cornelius was already a godly man. He believed in the God of the Jews. Now this revelation was completed in Christ Jesus. But Cornelius, as the first Gentile believer, unbeknown to him, had standing behind him millions and millions of Europeans, Africans, North Americans, and people from Southeast Asia, all the continents of the earth, that would eventually hear the gospel message that he was receiving. In many ways, without Cornelius being aware of it, he was going to be the catalyst for the gospel spreading throughout the world. Cornelius heard a certain sound. The Apostle Peter, before that, heard a certain sound on the rooftop in the house in Joppa. Here you and I are this morning, a people that have already heard a certain sound unto salvation, heard a certain sound to belong to Wisdom Assembly. You're carrying a substance from God. You have already begun to hear a certain sound. Now in your prophetic imagination, with every head bowed and every eye closed, ask the Holy Spirit to show you the people that are standing behind you, that will be directly impacted, because you've heard a certain sound. It may be in the business world. It may be in communities of broken people. It may be in politics. You will have a specific membership ministry to fulfill in the house of God. But behind you, as you hear a certain sound, like Cornelius, there are many people that will be impacted. May the Holy Spirit give you vision. May he give you impression. May he keep developing the substance that's stretching your mind and heart. You may open your eyes. You may raise your head. I had no idea when the Lord commissioned me to be a prophet in the body of Christ, way back in June 1997, that tens of thousands of people all over the world were standing behind me and needed to hear the prophetic word of the Lord that I carry. I had no idea that later I would become an academic and more people were standing behind me needing to hear what I carry to develop them intellectually and help them find their place in 21st century missions. I had no idea that later in my journey I would be called to be a pastor, and that several hundred people would be standing behind me to be pastored and guided by the certain sound that heaven transmitted into my life. brothers and sisters, this is real life Christianity. This is not loosey-goosey, airy-fairy, wishing something will happen when all along we know it won't. A people are mobilized when they hear a certain sound. People's lives are changed forever. When we preach out of that certain sound, we have heard from heaven. And may the Lord bless you as you go forward in your journey.